Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into from Major League Baseball that is in the postseason. And man, oh man, we are that much closer to the New York Yankees and the Washington Nationals in the World Series. Near and dear to my heart for many reasons. And most of all, because of Brett Boone and my relationship with him, talk to him each and every Friday on my local show in Phoenix, Arizona, about the postseason. And obviously, if you don't know, Aaron Boone is with the Yankees, and his father, Bob Boone, is with the Nationals. So it can't get much cooler than that, people. And obviously, college football, more upsets to talk about there. NFL football, week 6 is here. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. And, yeah, we got a lot going on. I mean, even the NBA is starting up, man. And we got hockey going. And we saw one hell of a college football game yesterday. So, it's all good right now.
It is, man. Jaden Daniels and Eno Benjamin getting the ASU Sun Devils through the game against Washington State. Obviously, in our backyard at Sun Devil Stadium, we'll get into that and a lot of other things as well. But on the other side, as always, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk to him about Major League Baseball and maybe even a little bit of hockey, too. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Stanton, way back. How far is this one going to fly? It is a fair ball, home run, tape measure shot. I'll tell you, they were 5 outs away in the eighth inning, leading by 3. As Boone hits it to deep left, that might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in game 7.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. Get at us, by the way, on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, get at us on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. Anything on your mind is on our mind. But obviously, going to talk some Major League Baseball right now. And to do that with us, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, this is becoming kind of a really cool Major League postseason, Major League Baseball postseason for Mike and I, because I think I've told you before, he and I speak with Brett Boone on a frequent basis on our local show here in Phoenix, Arizona, and obviously this is becoming more of a reality than anything else, because the New York Yankees now have a 1-0 lead over the Houston Astros. They dominated game 1 of that series, and then obviously the Nationals up 2-0, taking the first 2 games in St. Louis. Both these teams are road teams, underdogs, if you will, in the sense of they don't have home field advantage, but both these teams playing incredibly well, and it does look to me like we are going to have a dream matchup for us in a lot of ways, because, like I said, we talk to Brett Boone on a weekly basis, and it could be the Nationals playing the Yankees, and obviously Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, and obviously you heard him making a hit in that. He's got a lot of ties there. And then Bob Boone with the Nationals, and then there's Brett Boone in the middle of this, and his mom in the middle of this. Honestly, I don't think I could have asked for a better scenario because of that situation. But what can you say about the Yankees and the Nationals, John?
Well, it's been a very interesting postseason. I guess taking a step backwards, probably not too many of us thought that the Cardinals and the Nationals would even be in that series. I think most of us had the Braves and the Dodgers pegged as being the best two teams in the National League and therefore the participants in the LCS. But clearly two great Game 5s on the road for both the Cardinals and the Nationals got us to the situation we're at today. in terms of that Yankee situation, I'm a little puzzled because I know you've been a big proponent of the Yankees being a heavy favorite right from the start. When we talked about this at the end of spring training, you thought the Yankees might be the best team in baseball, and certainly the way they played last night, it certainly looked like they were one of the best teams, if not the best team. I still think that, and I've always thought that the Houston Astros were a better team top to bottom, and I based that on the fact that I thought their starting rotation was a lot better than the starting rotation of the Yankees. The Yankees have a huge edge in the bullpen, so clearly the Astros need to get into that starting rotation and put some runs up pretty quickly. But what's disappointed me in some respects is the Astros pitching, because apart from Gerrit Cole, their other two, quote, aces, Verlander and Greinke, have both had sort of mixed success. Greinke's had two what I would consider subpar starts in the Tampa series and certainly last night against the Yankees. And Verlander did not look sharp in Game 4 against the Rays when he came back on short rest. So I think we've now got a situation where clearly it's a must-win situation for the Astros Sunday evening in Game 2. Turning to that Nationals-Cardinals series, it's an odd series, too. We always said that good pitching will stop good hitting, and that's exactly what we've seen in that series. Two outstanding starting pitching performances from Anibal Sanchez and yesterday Max Scherzer for the Nationals. In both cases, no hitting the Cardinals through the first five innings. Here's an interesting stat for you. After two games, the Nationals are batting as a team 239, yet here they are, two games up on the road. That tells you just how good their pitching has been.
That, and they also get some timely hitting, obviously. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was, I was just going to ask, John, what is the Dodgers' problem? I mean, they got all the talent in the world, and they come up short now 3 years in a row. And this year, I mean, we know they didn't get to the World Series. In the last couple of years, they don't get it done on the biggest stage. But can you pinpoint what's wrong with the Dodgers when it comes to championship series, World Series, all that kind of thing?
Well, I do have some thoughts on that, and we've talked about this before, and I know that the Dodgers are a good team, and all you got to do is look at their record to know that they're a good team. But they play in a division where, apart from the Diamondbacks, who were a couple of games over 500 this year, we've got three sub-par teams, all well below 500 in the Giants, the Padres, and this year the Rockies. And the way that the baseball structure is right now, teams play each other 19 times in a division. So I have to wonder, are the Dodgers padding their record against three mediocre opponents? And while they're a good team, are they really as good as the numbers look? I think that's part of the problem. The second part of the problem is Clayton Kershaw, great as he is, seems to be a regular season pitcher, doesn't seem to be able to come through in the postseason, and for the first time in his career gave up back-to-back home runs in that Game 5, and quite frankly, I thought he looked rather ordinary. And the third issue is there's been a lot of talk about some of the decisions that manager Dave Roberts has made and the matchups that he's tried to get his team into, and there's been some question about whether that was good strategy or bad strategy. So I think it's a combination of things, Mike, but they're running into a team in Washington that played very well down the stretch, started out very badly, 19-31, got to the postseason. They've got great pitching, and they're playing well right now, and they're playing with confidence, and that's a great recipe for success.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball postseason action. And, I thought of this yesterday. I was hanging out with Mike. Obviously, we're at the Arizona State, Washington State football game. And, I'm sitting there seeing the no-hitter being tossed out there. Obviously, it didn't wind up going for the whole way. But it got me to thinking, Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, how similar are these two guys? Is that a good comparison by me or no?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent comparison. Other than the fact that in recent years, Scherzer seems to have become just a little bit more brittle than Verlander. But other than that, I would say they're 1 and 1A in terms of pitchers and certainly in terms of strength. Verlander, to me, is a little bit better of an all-round pitcher because he goes deeper into a game and he's equally effective against right-handed hitters and left-handed hitters. Scherzer eats up right-handed hitters. He does very well against lefties, but against right-handed hitters, he is just lights out. So I would give the slight edge to Verlander, but to your point, yes, very much 1 and 1A.
Yeah, I think they're just similar the way they go about their business. And, you know, Scherzer, let's call it the way it is, man. He put in the work, man. He almost shut that lineup down completely, but just an amazing effort from the Nationals. And then Kendrick, you know, coming up with the huge grand slam for them to put them in this position. They get by the Brewers on a crazy play. Sometimes it's just fate. Like, seriously, don't you agree with what I'm saying? Sometimes there's just the sports gods, and in this particular occasion, it's the baseball gods. But sometimes I feel like it's just fate. It's supposed to be the Yankees and the Nationals in the World Series, at least in my humble opinion, John.
Yeah, sometimes fate does creep into it. And here's another interesting stat when you talk about fate. The Cardinals were no-hit for the first five innings in games 1 and 2 of the championship series. First time that's happened in a championship series since 2013, when two guys did it to the Boston Red Sox. The two guys that did it, Anibal Sanchez and Max Scherzer. Is that history or is that fate?
That's a little bit of both, I would say. I mean, just amazing. That's incredible to think about. But I do hear the music behind us, so that means we're going to have to take a quick pause for the cause. Let's come back and let's maybe hear a little bit about what's going on in the NHL, because obviously that's just gotten underway. So want to hear that too. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with John Poulter. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
Robinson Chirinos leads things off against Justin Verlander and sends a ball down into the corner that gets up and over the fence. The Rangers the first to get on the board tonight.
At least one strike pitch. Swing a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Here we are at 4-0, and the Caps on their way to the Stanley Cup Final. The first time in two decades, the Caps are headed to the big show. Only four prior goaltenders have had shutouts in Game 6 and 7 in history, and Braden Holtby has done it. Terry Lumley, Curtis Joseph, Dominic Hasek, and Henrik Lundqvist.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can get at us in a couple different ways. For Mike on Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit us up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. And if you couldn't tell, for all those hockey people, puck heads, if you will, we got to talk a little NHL hockey. And honestly, I don't think there's anybody better to do that than with John Poulter, who comes to us from Canada. And obviously, that's the spot when you're talking about hockey. And quite frankly, John, you know, we've had this discussion so many times about hockey here in the desert. But, you know, I was optimistic. I'll be honest with you. With the way that they finished the year last season, you had to think that they could come out and start strong and make your believers that hockey belongs here in the desert. And once again, the Coyotes out of the gate kind of slowly. So what's up with the Arizona Coyotes, John? Do these guys have a shot to make it so that hockey belongs in the desert, or are we just kind of dragging this thing out in so many different ways?
Well, it seems to have been a regular issue for the last several years that the Coyotes start out very slowly, gather some momentum, get to the end of the season, give everybody some hope, have that great push in mid-March to early April, and everybody leaves thinking that, you know, maybe for once we've got this thing turned around. And to your point, every time we start again in early October, they start off with a 1-2-1 record, or a 1-4 record, or a 2-3 record, or something along those lines. We have had this conversation before, and you know, I still think that team is going to end up in Houston. I really don't see a long-term future for the Coyotes in the Phoenix area. It's unfortunate because it's obviously a great city to live in, a great place to be able to spend the winter and not have to worry about snow and ice and cold winds, but I have to wonder just how strong the future is there. And to me, the real warning sign for that team leaving was when Seattle comes into the league and obviously has to go into the Pacific Division because of the geographical location of Seattle. That meant another team in the Pacific had to move over to the Central, and that team was designated as Arizona. And guess what? Houston is in a time zone that is more suitable to the Central Division than it is to the Pacific Division. So I still think 5 years from now, if we're still doing this show, I think we're going to be having a chat about that team being in Houston as opposed to Phoenix. It's unfortunate, but, I mean, it's been there 20-some years now. And apart from that 1 year where they got to the Western Conference Final, the pickings have been pretty slim. And I'm just not sure that there is the interest there. Jack Kent Cook once said he thought Los Angeles would be a great place for a team, but then he realized why all the Canadians moved there was because they didn't want to watch hockey. And I'm kind of wondering if that's the case in Phoenix, that some of the guys from hockey cities such as Detroit and Chicago and the Milwaukee and Minnesota areas that have moved down there maybe aren't the biggest hockey fans, or they still like the teams from their home cities. I mean, you're a classic example. You still follow Milwaukee teams, and you've lived in Arizona for a number of years. So I think that's maybe part of the problem, but do I see it long term? No, I'm afraid I don't.
John, you know, the season is so young, so it's kind of hard to speculate. But what are you, what are you looking for in terms of, what maybe specific teams are going to do this year, players, are there new rules that we have to pay attention to with the NHL now? I mean, just what's your outlook for the league this year?
Well, there's a number of issues. to your point, we're very early in the season. We're a couple of weeks in. Everybody's played somewhere between 3 and 6 games. Some teams have come out extremely strong. Carolina 5-1, Buffalo 4-0-1, Boston 4-1, Colorado 4-0, Winnipeg 4-2. A big surprise to me is Edmonton, after 2 or 3 lousy years, all of a sudden they've won their first 5 games. Maybe that's a good sign. On the negative side, San Jose at 1-4 surprises me a little bit. Perhaps Tampa's the biggest disappointment to me. 2-2-1 after 5 games, but they were here in Toronto on Thursday night. They beat the Maple Leafs handily and looked like world beaters. So, as Andy often says, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. So, let's not get too hepped up with what we've seen in the first couple of weeks. In terms of rule changes, there's one that I find very fascinating, and I think it's going to help tremendously, and that is on an icing call. And for those not familiar with the sport, when a team ices the puck, the faceoff comes back into their end, and the team that's guilty of the icing is not allowed to change players. The offensive team is allowed to change players, and the new rule this year is that in an icing situation, the offensive team gets to pick which side of the ice the next faceoff is on. So if you're the non-offending team, what you do is you put out your strongest faceoff guy, you designate the side of the rink where you think the defending team's weakest faceoff guy is, and hopefully that gives you a better chance at starting the power play with the puck. We all know that once you have possession, you're in control of the game. So that, to me, is going to be the biggest rule change. There's a few other ones, coaches challenge and that kind of stuff, that they're really just tweaking. But to me, the big change is going to be this face-off rule. I think we're going to see a lot more power play goals. I think we're going to see a lot of power plays where teams score early. And I just think it's great. It's going to put more offense into the game. And quite frankly, that's one of the things we need very badly in this game.
Don't disagree with that. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey. We also talk Major League Baseball with him. And if you missed that, that was the segment right before this, 8-12. But, John, let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite teams in NHL hockey, and that would obviously be those Vegas Golden Knights, who came onto the scene in their inaugural season, and obviously they got all the way there and made some serious noise and damage, and we were all hoping and praying for them to win the Stanley Cup. They didn't do it, but once again, I think that this is a team that is going to compete. So what's the ceiling for the Vegas Knights this year?
Well, it's definitely a team that's going to compete. To your point, they've set new standards for expansion teams. To get to the Stanley Cup final in year one is such an achievement. You couldn't have written it up any better if you were making a movie out of it. I mean, we've all seen the horror stories with expansion teams in sports. I'm thinking the early New York Islanders. I'm thinking the early Washington Capitals. Teams along the early Kansas City Scouts, which are now the New Jersey Devils, after a brief stop in Colorado. But usually an expansion team gets beaten up pretty badly in any sport, be it the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, or NHL hockey. I think Vegas is a great spot because it's the first pro team in that town, so that gave them a leg up in terms of getting a fan following. It will be interesting to see if there's any drop-off once the Raiders move there next year. to see if there's a split, or maybe there's enough sports fans and enough sports money to go around, and both teams can be well supported. But Vegas is a good team, but they're in an awfully tough conference. You know, I mean, Edmonton and Anaheim are ahead of them right now, both surprises, but you still have Nashville, you still have Calgary, Vancouver, Dallas, San Jose isn't going to stay down there at the bottom very long. So it's going to be an awful lot of competition for those postseason spots in the Western Conference. But I think kudos to George McPhee and his team in Las Vegas for getting a new operation off the ground, getting it well supported both corporately and from a fan standpoint, and putting a good product on the ice and making it competitive. It's perhaps the model in terms of what to do with an expansion team in any sport.
No, I totally agree, man. It was unbelievable. They were 500-1 odds to make it that year to the Stanley Cup, or to win it all, I suppose. I guess that was the final numbers, or in the beginning of the year, that's how it came out. And man, oh man, they almost shocked the world, if you will. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause probably here in a moment. But John, as always, always appreciate your time. I know you're not going to be around for the next couple of weeks. We'll look forward to talking to you in about 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys, and we'll be in the World Series by that time, so we'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Obviously, near and dear to my heart at this point, hoping the Nationals and the Yankees will do it just because of the relationship I have with Brett Boone. But as always, John, have a great Sunday.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Thanks very much. Same to you.
All righty, we got to get to a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Now Stastny battling with Tatar. Puck kept alive by the Golden Knights. Carpenter across, and a golden opportunity for Tatar. Now he scores! 1-0 Vegas!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
First and 10 from the Michigan 36. Hicks, the quarterback, calls for the ball, gets it. He's in the shotgun, looking to throw, throws. That ball is intercepted! Turning it back over midfield. At the 30, this could go the distance. It's Metellus. Metellus breaks to the inside. He's at the 5. He dives. He's in. Josh Metellus, pick 6, Michigan.
No flags. 1 second was on the clock, and now the clock is all zeroed.
Snap, play action to throw. A lot of time. Down the middle, wide open. Breland's got it. Breland's going to race it. 15, 10, call it into the end zone and call it 6. Jacob Breland, wide open.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about college football or whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And Mike, college football, you and I saw a great football game Saturday at Sun Devil Stadium between Arizona State and Washington State University. And once again, Jaden Daniels, Eno Benjamin, pretty much the story for the Sun Devils. Jaden with a calm, cool, collected late drive in that game to give his team the lead with, I don't know, about 30 seconds left in the game. And Eno Benjamin running the way that he did in the second half of that ball game really took over for the Arizona State Sun Devils. So do we have something here with Arizona State, man? I'm starting to feel like I need to get on at least one leg on that Herm train, man.
You know what? That's a great question, because here's what we're going to find out real quick. And by real quick, I mean in their next game at Utah. Okay, we'll see if we really got something here. If the Sun Devils can go up to Salt Lake next Saturday and pull an upset over Utah, who, you know, we all know is the favorite to win the Pac-12, or was picked to win the Pac-12 this year. I think the Oregon Ducks may have something to say about that in between, but we will know what we got with the Sun Devils next week with how they perform against a very big, strong, bullyish type of Utah team, which they typically always are.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley, that's their quarterback, and you know, he's a solid player for them, and they've got a decent system. They're a top 15 team in the country. They're coming off of a solid performance over your Oregon State Beavers, who really didn't put up much of a fight, losing 52-7 at home. And that's not a rip on you or anything. We know that Oregon State isn't very good at this point, and Utah did what they're supposed to do by going there. But like you said, man, A-State with a huge opportunity after two nice wins now. You know, you go to Cal Berkeley, you win there where a lot of people don't think that's happening. You have a couple weeks to prepare for Washington State. You look a little bit sluggish in the first half of that game, but somehow, some way, you figure out a way to have that thing knotted up 17-17 at half, and then the second half, they looked like a much different ball club. I got to admit it. And again, I'm not totally buying into the Herm Edwards thing, but I do have to say, I'm starting to see some things happen. And you and I, you know, dissected this a little bit more. These aren't all of Herm's guys yet, so he's doing a really, really good job with the end of what was Todd Graham's tenure here with the Arizona State Sun Devils. So It to me, it's kind of still a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm not quite sure. I don't know what to think about Herm Edwards.
Yeah, no. I mean, I as you and I discussed, leaving the stadium yesterday, we were talking about this exact same thing, and I was a little hesitant, as you were, to fully jump on board with Herm. Now, that's not to say, you know, Herm's a good guy. He's good to work with. He's good with the media, that kind of thing. But you know, when you have somebody else's recruits and not everybody is your guy, like you alluded to just about 30 seconds ago. It does make you pause, or it makes me at least pause a little bit to see, okay, once you get all your guys there, you know, what do you have for us? What's the team going to be like? And to their credit, to ASU and their football staff's credit, I mean, they have been recruiting well. I mean, they're not like, you know, in the top 10 or anything, but for ASU to, they've landed some 4-star guys. I believe there's even a 5-star guy coming in. So that they have the makings of building something special once all of Herm's OKGs, our kind of guys, show up on campus. But, you know, they were sluggish yesterday in the first half, and they hung in there. They didn't give up. And you and I were right there on the sidelines when Jaden Daniels ran it in from 17 yards out to win the game for the Devils. And that is the first time in a long time that I have heard Sun Devil Stadium that loud.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was fun being out there on the field, obviously, at that moment. And when you have a big play like that, your fan base better get after it. And it was cool because, you know, right before that, you have the Washington State Cougar fan base going crazy, and they were representing really well. So it was cool seeing Jaden Daniels come up with the goods one more time in the you know, raining moments of a ball game. And this kid is growing up right before our very own eyes. He and I had a little exchange at the end of the game. And you know what? Same thing with Eno Benjamin. The guy goes for 137 yards on 19 carries, most of that damage in the second half. And I'm starting to believe that, you know what, at least they're doing one thing that a lot of places don't do. They've got a system, okay? I'll give them that. They have the Herm Edwards system in place, and they're going to roll with it. So I got to give them credit. And you know what, I always talk about teams having identities. The Arizona State Sun Devils have an identity. So to me, that's huge, Mike. And let's go through a few of the other games and things that happened in college football. A lot of interesting games, a lot of high-scoring games. You did have Georgia go down. What are your thoughts on that? They lose to a South Carolina team at home at that.
Well, that was the shock of the day. I mean, that game went to double overtime, and Jake Fromm, you know, who's usually pretty good protecting the ball, he gets picked off 3 times. So anytime you throw 3 picks as a starting quarterback, you put your team in a precarious position in terms of trying to win that game. And to South Carolina's credit, they came in playing loose, playing fast. I mean, there were a 23-point dog heading into that game in Athens against the Bulldogs. So, you know, a lot of credit has to go to, you know, South Carolina for taking advantage of the 3 interceptions, playing tough on the road. And I mean, you and I both know, look, in the SEC, that's a different kind of football from other Power Five conferences. And if you can go on the road and win in the SEC, good things come your way. So, that was the shock of the day. But let me ask you about LSU and Florida. LSU wins by 2 touchdowns. Florida got down there towards the end of the game. I don't know what kind of running play, option play they had towards the end of that game, but it looked horrible. But give me your thoughts on LSU Florida last night.
Well, look, like you said, I mean, LSU Florida was tight. I believe it was 35-28 late into the ball game, and then, you know, LSU does score that touchdown to kind of give themselves a little bit of margin there. But truth be told, that was a pretty good game. And, you know, you kind of are on the wavelength of where I was going to go next, is basically just out of all those games that were with some of the top teams, like a Florida, LSU, Oklahoma at Texas. There was also Alabama, Texas A&M. That was another top 25 matchup. Florida State going to Clemson. I know it's not Florida State in the top 25, but Clemson, obviously number 2 in the country. And Notre Dame squeaks by a USC team that, you know, is struggling at this point, 3-3 on the season, not that great of a team. Penn State struggled to get by Iowa. You know, Iowa's a tough team at home. And so there were some interesting matchups. I think this is like the first week where we really had some top 25 matchups where in their divisions, in their conferences, if you will, where we had those kinds of matchups. So ultimately, I guess my question to you is out of some of those tough matchups, who surprised you or who elevated their level of play in your humble opinion?
Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, you forgot to mention your Wisconsin Badgers there, you know, just taking Michigan State to the woodshed. But I think Michigan State is a squad right now that's a bunch of fakers.
A lot of people
like to think Michigan State's a good program, and it is a good program. It's just I think they're maybe a bit overrated coming into this year in Wisconsin with Jonathan Taylor. You and I have both loved Jonathan Taylor. He only had 80 yards, but he had 2 touchdowns. But you know what? Wisconsin did what Wisconsin had to do, and they're ranked number 8. And I'm starting to wonder, you know, how soon is it going to be until they can kind of creep even closer to that top 4? Because I do think Wisconsin is one of those teams that everybody's kind of overlooking because they like the nice shiny objects that are in the SEC.
No, 2 weeks, man. That's when they play Ohio State, and that's a huge matchup. One of those teams will be in the running to go to the playoff after that one for sure. And, you know, it'll be interesting too because if you wind up playing each other again in the Big Ten conference game, you know, what means more at that point? I don't know. You know, if you lose one of those, or obviously if you win both of them, it speaks volumes and you're obviously going to be going to the playoff. But man, oh man, those are the two big dogs right now in the Big Ten. And look, I didn't mention that because Michigan State, not even in the top 25 right now, but I saw that line yesterday before it, and Wisconsin was favored by 10 points. And I said to myself, this is a blowout, and they're just not right. You got something right, Mike. They're not up on Wisconsin. They're not believing how good that defense is, number one. And then number two, you know, Jack Cohn and Jonathan Taylor, those guys go out there and they perform week in and week out. So, yeah, Wisconsin definitely has something brewing, and that's another place. They've got a system in place, and they just stick with who they are. They run the ball, man. They play power football. That's what they do.
Yeah, no, exactly. They do play power football. And look, I mean, we had, you know, you mentioned the Alabama-Texas A&M game. What does Alabama do? And what does Alabama have to do? They go in there and they put their foot down. And Tua, once again, he throws for 4 touchdowns. He's almost 300 yards. He's thrown better than 50% of his passes. You know, Bama's going Bama to me right now. And there's no doubt that Bama certainly probably is the best football team in the country. And, you know, as much as people want to hate on Alabama and even hate on Clemson, between the two of them, they're 12-0. They are the class of college football right now. And just to see, you know, going into Texas A&M, that's no fun. I mean, they got a crowd there. They got a team there that's, you know, 24th ranked, and they got a crowd behind them. But Bama just tunes out the noise, man. Saban has, you know, we were talking about, you know, there's a system, there's a culture. You know, Bama has that system. They have that culture, and they just let A&M know you're not there yet.
Yeah,
they did.
No, that's a good point. And Clemson, this is the first week where I feel like they kind of unleashed a little bit. 45 points. Trevor Lawrence had his 3 touchdowns. Not many passes, too many, but they've played a solid game. We got to take a break. We're going to wrap up hour one. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Oh, that is awesome.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final time for this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you can call us 1-800-878-7529. Hour number one always flies by, to be quite honest with you. We did speak with John Poulter, professor of sports, a little bit of hockey, a little bit of baseball. And we've been talking college football, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. Obviously, before the game, Oklahoma and Texas, it's a huge rivalry. But truth be told, Mike, you don't want these kinds of ugly things happening with players and coaches and everything being involved. So ultimately, hopefully – They got this thing under wraps, and I know that both teams were penalized before the game, but this is kind of the ugly part of sports, the rivalries, man.
Yeah, it is. You know, what happened yesterday didn't exactly – like, it didn't really bother me all that much. I mean, that's a coaching thing. I mean, that's the only thing that really bugged me is, like, you got to separate your guys from the other guys. I mean, that's how you avoid that. I think the refs handled it in the best way. They penalized every player. So if there was any foolishness going on during the game and got another personal foul penalty, they were gone. I think it was handled by the referees, like I said, just fine. But the coaches really just have to take it upon themselves, be like, okay, this is Texas, Oklahoma. We got to make sure our kids aren't doing anything stupid.
When you play a team 115 times, you're going to have some animosity. You're going to have some anger. You're going to definitely have a rivalry. So, you know, keep those kids away from each other, like you said before the game. And they were embarrassed to have a pre-game penalty. But anyways, we got to take a break. Hour number one, it's over. So hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo and the surrounding areas as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. Remember, you can listen online anytime at USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that will make the state the first to allow employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders against other people. The bill was vetoed twice by former Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, and goes beyond a measure that he signed allowing only law enforcement officers and immediate family members to ask judges to temporarily take away people's guns when they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. Newsom is also a Democrat who signed a companion bill allowing the gun violence restraining orders to last 1 and 5 years, although the gun owners could petition to end those restrictions earlier. The new laws were among 15 gun-related laws that Newsom approved as the state strengthens what it calls the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and he calls it the nation's toughest restrictions. Between 1993 and 2017, there was a 62% decline in the gun murder rate in the state of California, nearly double the 34% nationally. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Pentagon has announced that 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. John Clements reports.
The deployment includes 2 fighter squadrons, 2 batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a dynamic young African leader whose sweeping reforms and surprising embrace of a bitter rival has been praised as an inspiration to the continent and a hopeful counterpoint to strongman movements far beyond it. Now the task for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is reining in the ethnic violence that followed the loosening of repressive controls and is resisting any urge to crack down. One outspoken African activist said, quote, he deserves it and the new challenge is keeping it up. Abiy, a favorite to win despite speculation about young climate activist Greta Thunberg, told the Nobel Committee he was humbled and thrilled to receive its 100th Peace Prize, calling peace, quote, a rare commodity in our region. End of quote. He hoped the award would encourage other African leaders. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And so much to get into in the NFL. Obviously, a game is already underway right now going on in London. The Panthers and the Buccaneers in the fourth quarter right now. And this is all Panthers. 34-10 over the Buccaneers. And man, oh man, we've been talking about this now for a couple few weeks, Mike Wilson, but they absolutely have themselves a quarterback controversy in Carolina when Cam Newton is ready to come back. I don't know if they're going to be able to give him back the keys to this car because Kyle Allen has come on and taken the Panthers 3 wins in a row, looking for his fourth. This is an impressive run from a young quarterback, Mike.
Absolutely. An impressive run by a young quarterback, and it also helps him that he has, this stud guy from Stanford, Christian McCaffrey, back there as well. So, you know, we'll see how long this can continue, but if you're a coach, you don't mess with what is working. And so that's why there is a quarterback controversy of brewing in Carolina.
Yeah, full docket of games. We're going to get into it, dissect it. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Earl Burnett from KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting loose, talking NFL this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Rosen under center, second and goal on the one. He takes, give to Johnson again up the middle, and Johnson is hit at the goal line and in. Touchdown! David Johnson from a yard out, and the Cardinals with a chance to get within 10 with 7 minutes to go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here as we do each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion for me, Dorf on Sports. We're going to track down Earl Burnett from Casual Sports Radio Network here in just a moment. So we'll get to him as soon as he gets on board with us, and we'll talk some Arizona Cardinals as they have a game against the Atlanta Falcons. A lot going on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shooting things wrong to people. So I can't blame him for when he gets the number wrong if I'm not giving him the right number. So it's my bad. Earl will be with us in just a moment. But again, we'll talk to him about Cardinals and Falcons as they do play. Both those teams struggling. So interesting game for both teams. And Cardinals 1-3-1 on the early season, and the Falcons 1-4 and 0-3 on the road. And quite frankly, might be a good place for Atlanta to pick up their first victory. And, Mike, before we get into all the action that's happening today, Panthers and Buccaneers going on right now. That game's happening in London, 34-18 right now. Panthers have the ball a little bit under 12 minutes to play right now in the fourth quarter. Seahawks are at the Browns. That's an interesting game, obviously. Texans playing the Chiefs. Redskins at the Dolphins. Eagles and the Vikings, that's a pretty good matchup. Saints and the Jaguars, that's another interesting matchup. Bengals and Ravens going at it. 49ers and Rams, that's a good matchup. Like we've said already, Falcons playing the Cardinals. Titans playing the Broncos. Cowboys at the Jets. Steelers and the Chargers, that's your 5 o'clock late night game. And then the Monday nighter, As always, man, I love this one. Packers hosting the Detroit Lions. So a lot of things to get into in the NFL. And now joining us from Casual Sports Radio Network, none other than the man himself, Earl Burnett. Earl, welcome to the program. You know Mike, you know me, and obviously we're glad to have you here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition, my friend. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good, Andy, man. It's a pleasure, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, Cardinals, Falcons, both teams kind of getting out of the gates a little bit slow. As we know, Falcons 1-4, 0-3 on the road. That's abysmal. Cardinals 1-3, 2-1 at home so far. Or 0-2-1 at home, I'm sorry. 0-2-1 this on the early season at home. So they're struggling at home. Is this a place where the Falcons kind of could help themselves right the ship a little bit? Or is this a place where the Cardinals follow up a victory that they had last week in Cincinnati, beating, as we know, the terrible Bengals, but a win's a win. So how does this game affect both of these teams, Earl?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's a good question. It affects both these teams almost the same way because they're both kind of similar to each other. They're kind of almost in the same situation. So both of these teams are having issues, of course, on defense. That's going to be the key to today's game. We know that. But the Falcons can get it right today because their offense is good enough to, you know, put points up on the board and move the ball. Where the Cardinals are struggling at, of course, is getting the points, the seven, you know, touchdowns in the red zone rather than the field goal. So that's where these two teams are right now. But they are pretty much like almost the same. And it's going to come down to Vic Beasley, Tack McKinley versus Chandler Jones and T. Suggs, because that's where it's going to come down to, pressure on the quarterback. If you can't get pressure on either one of these quarterbacks, Matt Ryan is a veteran. He'll eat this defense alive. And I got a bad feeling about this game today because of that situation.
Let me ask you about this. What, you know, we spend the number one pick on Kyler Murray. What are your thoughts on Kyler Murray so far in his young career?
Well, yeah, Kyler Murray right now, to me, has potential to be a star player in this league. A lot of analysts and a lot of people don't see it right now, but, I mean, we were talking yesterday about his numbers and all those things, and that's a great avenue to look at as far as where he's going to be or where he stands right now. But I just think that it's too early to start, you know, seeing if he's going to be a bust or seeing if he's going to be a star player or whatever it may be, because numbers can be a little misleading. And like Andy was saying yesterday, his numbers are higher now because of, you know, being behind in games and, you know, garbage time and those type of things. But the things I'm looking at from Tyler, from my perspective, is can he, you know, what, how does he react in adverse situations on the field? Can he ignite his team? Can he get his team to follow him? Is he accurate? Things like that, you know, all the intangible things that I'm looking at, you know, for him to be a quarterback in this league. You know, things from accuracy. I already said accuracy. Accuracy. He's got. How does he handle the media? How does he handle his teammates? All those things, the intangibles I'm looking at. Can he stand into a blitz and take a hit and throw a ball? Because star quarterbacks have to do that in the NFL. You have to step up, take a hit, and throw the ball. I saw a little bit of that last week from him. He has clutch ability. And that's another thing you want to look at in a quarterback. Does he flinch in the crutch time of a game? And we saw last week two plays he made that just really reminded me. I mean, not saying he's Russell Wilson, everybody I know is comparing him to him, but it just reminded me that he can be clutch. His first game, he was down 18 points. He came out there, brought the team back. We end up in a tie with Detroit. And now, you know, lately down, you know, as the games continue to go on, he's getting better and better at taking care of the football. And that's another thing where you look at star quarterbacks. Can they manage the game and take care of the football? And he has done that. And my opinion of him right now is he's still young. He's still got a ways to go in learning, but he's ahead of the curve a little bit more than some people are rookie-wise. And I give him that. He can throw the rock. He can spin the ball accurately. And he's a really calm demeanor where he doesn't get too rattled. So I think he's going to be all right. I think if you give him a few more years, he's going to be a star in this league.
Look, I mean, that's the voice of Earl Burnett from Casual Sports Radio Network joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. And look, I think you bring up a lot of good points, and I'm not gonna say that I don't think he has the ability to be a great quarterback, because look, he's the number one draft pick. So we'd right. all be foolish to say that. Look, everybody else doesn't know what they're talking about. The Cardinals are wrong on this. Look, at the end of the day, he's the number one draft pick, probably for a pretty good reason. They decided to go in this direction for some reason or another, and you have to give it time to play out. And I think that ultimately, look, the kid is young. He's immature. He makes a lot of mistakes. I do think he's accurate, but I also think when you look at the numbers, man, he throws a lot of interceptions too. So those are things that hopefully will get better over time, and I don't put all the blame on him. Sometimes I'm going to put a little bit of blame on the head coach too. You got to put your quarterback or any player in a position to go out there and have success, and I think it's a feeling out process, not only for Kyler Murray, but also for Cliff Kingsbury, as he's a young head coach in this league as well. Mike, jump in, man.
No, I was going to say you kind of stole my thunder there, Dorf, but that's okay. You know, as far as having Earl, this rookie quarterback, what are your thoughts with the rookie head coach? Because, I mean, it's just, you know, when you have two rookies in high-profile positions, a rookie coach who didn't really succeed all that much at his time at Texas Tech, I mean, is this recipe for disaster?
That's a good question, and that's, I mean, and typically you don't see that really happen, where a coach with that record and then come right into the NFL. And of course, we all know that there's a feeling going around the NFL that he shouldn't be there, you know, because a lot of coaches are waiting in the wings and putting in that hard work to get to that spot, and he jumps everybody to this spot, but he just happened to fall into a good spot because of the quarterback. So those two put together, they have to work. And yeah, right now, he has to have somebody in that on his staff that can help him learn on the way. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed this during games, and his play calling is a result of this. During games, he's holding that clipboard, and his fingers are shaking like crazy. Like, I mean, he's like really nervous. You can see it. I mean, he's really nervous, and his play calling is a result of it.
Hey, Earl, hold the thought for a second, and we'll come back. We'll wrap this up, and maybe we'll go a little bit around the NFL as well with Earl Burnett from Casual Sports Radio Network joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. We'll all be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Drew Kaser punting. The dangerous Tyreek Hill backpedaling. Handles the sun. Hill finds an opening. Tyreek Hill to the outside. Hill, blazing speed. Tyreek Hill electrifying. 91 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
That's right, baby. We do come here to chew bubblegum and kick some butt here on the program. And that's a welcome sight, by the way, for the Kansas City Chiefs seeing Tyreek Hill back on the field, as he will be back on the field to play against the Texans. Later on today, in about 30 minutes or so, the Chiefs will get to the field. But absolutely a welcome sight. Tyreek Hill back on the field, another weapon for Patrick Holmes to throw to, and that unbelievable offense that they have that got shut down quite a bit, quite frankly, by the Indianapolis Colts last week. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with Earl Burnett from Casual Sports Radio Network. Earl. Looking at today's game that's going on right now, Panthers playing the Buccaneers. We all know this kid. He's from our backyard. Kyle Allen went to Desert Mountain High School here in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, more Scottsdale, Arizona, but obviously Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody can relate to that. And the bottom line is that he's leading the Carolina Panthers to 4 straight victories now as they got out of the season 0-2 with Cam Newton. Cam Newton gets hurt. This guy gets an opportunity, obviously making the most of it. But, Earl, let's start with you. What can you say about Kyle Allen, the performance out of this kid, and maybe how big of a quarterback controversy they're going to have there in Carolina when Cam Newton is ready to come back on the field? Because how do you take this kid out after what he's done?
You can't overlook what he's done and how he's done it. That's what's key to me, is how he's done it. The ball is in his hands. It's not like they're making him a game manager and saying, just give it to McCaffrey. You know, they are working. This kid is in control of that offense. And there's a saying in the NFL that I remember back, you know, in the past, and that's, man, don't get hurt. Because you get hurt, your job's on the line. And Cam, man, like you were saying earlier, I think he may have played his last game as a starting quarterback for the Panthers.
Yeah.
This kid has taken over the reins, and he is a polished kid. This guy can read defenses. He has the team rallying behind him. That's another thing that's going to be hard to get to overlook when Cam comes back. Because Cam never really this year, the last few years since the Super Bowl run, has never really got that team back behind him. So this kid has the team and everybody rallying, and city and all rallying with him. So that's going to be hard to break. I don't think he's going to play another down for the Carolina Panthers as far as Cam Newton is concerned.
I'm with you there, and I just want to jump in real quick, Mike, before you jump in. And Kyle Allen's story is awesome too. So he basically bet on himself. At the end of the day, man, he was a free agent. This kid was undrafted, and he bet on himself. Right. So you got to appreciate that. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Oh, real quick, Andy. No, absolutely, I agree with that.
Go ahead, Earl.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with that, because just last year, the kid sitting up in the stand. Tickets he's gotten from Christian Kirk, his best friend.
Yep.
He's sitting in the stands last year watching Kirk play, and now this year he kicks our butt in our stadium. I mean, that's awesome.
It is awesome, and not only that, he asked Christian Kirk to go out and play catch with him too, to kind of like get him ready to get out there. So,
Exactly. Dude,
the story is so awesome, and it's just really cool, because it means something to all three of us as we all live in the Valley of the Sun. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Earl, I was just going to ask. You know, we're talking about how awesome the story is with Kyle Allen, but. You know, that guy from Stanford, that Christian McCaffrey, he's pretty awesome as well. I mean, he has the most yards from scrimmage out of anybody in the NFL right now. To me, he does. But, I mean, to you, does he deserve to be in that conversation for MVP?
Absolutely. Oh, my, that kid is electric, man. And what surprises me so much about him is his size. And you would think he'd be banged up all the time. This kid is durable. He is there every single week, pounding that rock. And all of their offense goes through this kid, passing, running. If he's not going, Carolina Panthers are not going. So, I mean, yeah, he definitely has to be in the talks of MVP, putting up these numbers he's putting up right now. And I'm pretty sure he's killing it in fantasy football. So
yeah.
He's probably going to take number one in fantasy football all over the freaking country. Yeah, I love him, though. I mean, I don't like to play against him, but I love him. That guy is pretty awesome.
I went up against him last week, man. The guy had like 51 points, and the guy that I played had 96 points from him and Michael Thomas. So, yeah, dude, he puts up crazy numbers, Sega-like numbers, and video game numbers, I guess you could say, in fantasy football, and that's what it's all about. But, hey, since we got you, let's kind of keep this thing rolling. Let's go a little bit around things. Browns and Seahawks, you know, you mentioned Russell Wilson a little earlier in the same sentence as Kyler Murray, and I'm not quite ready to do that myself, but I get your point, okay? I understand. They are similar. They're both mobile. They're both small, but Russell's been doing it for a long, long time, and Kyler obviously is getting his first attempt at it. But I get the comparison, and a lot of people are making that comparison. But with that being said, you want to talk about polar opposites. You got Russell Wilson going against Baker Mayfield here today. Russell Wilson's quiet. He goes about his business. He just gets it done. Baker Mayfield talks all kinds of trash, and he's kind of a punk to a certain degree. I mean, something's got to give here. The Seahawks are good, man. I mean, I think that's a little bit of a shock to people, too, is how good the Seahawks are once again. A 2-0 team on the road. They're going to the Browns, who are 0-2 at home. Like, absolutely, something's got to give here today. And what is it?
Oh, what's going to give? I'm hoping, for Baker Mayfield's sake, at some point in his career, he needs a humbling lesson. He needs that lesson from that veteran that says, okay, look, dude, this is how you do it. And Russell's going to put it down on him today and show him that. Hopefully he can be mature enough to say, okay, that's how I need to be. I need to be like that in order for this team to get where it's going. Because he can't continue this way he is, this ego type thing. He can't continue that in this league. He will get eaten alive. And his skill set and all that has not caught up to the NFL yet. He's still, like you said, a one-read pony, where he's reading one side of the field, and if it ain't there, he's panicking. So he has a lot to learn, and all this other crap that he's got going on is stopping his growth. So he needs to get a humble lesson from these veteran quarterbacks, and I'm telling you, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are coming in there, and they're going to put it on them and show him what's going on in the NFL at quarterback.
Yeah, a little bit of humble pie from Russell Wilson would be nice for Baker Mayfield. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to ask you, Earl. You know, I had heard some talk this morning of you know, that people are saying that the Browns might be interested in shopping Odell Beckham Jr. Do you, if you're the Browns, do you shop him and try and, I don't know, shore up the offensive line or something else? Or do you just go, no, we got Odell for a specific reason. We just got to give him more time.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have to say you give it more time. You don't make a move like that and then, you know, all of a sudden back out of it just because it doesn't go right the first year. We all expect it to go right because of the caliber of players they are. But reality says you need time to gel. I mean, they need time to get this thing going, just like the Cardinals are going through the same exact thing. New teams are not going to ride it in the NFL instantly in the NFL and just be that good. Now, the question is going to be, can Odell Beckham be patient enough for this thing to start working? Can he be patient enough? Because if he starts the kicking of the nets and talking about that he's not getting the ball, you start to see his attitude drop, then now you have a problem. But if he can stay on board and just let this thing ride out, this year may be one of those years where it's just be an ugly year and it rides out and they end up 7-9 or something like that. But then next year comes back, they can come back a little bit more polished because Baker and him can get a little bit more cohesive on the field together. So I just hope that it's all in Odell Beckham Jr.'s corner for him to just stay patient and stay with this thing and don't get out of control.
I totally agree, man. Good stuff, Earl Burnett from Casual Sports Radio Network. We'll have to do this again, my friend, for sure. So absolutely, be ready, man. Be absolutely on the lookout for another spot here on the program. Okay, Earl?
Hey, yeah, let me say this real quick. Andy, I appreciate you guys being on the network as well because you guys give our network some good knowledge of baseball and college football that we don't have. So I appreciate you guys, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, my friend. It was always good to see you, like always, yesterday at the game, too, man. So we'll be back. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Earl Burnett from the Casual Sports Radio Network joining us. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Steelers with a cover two shell in the back as Olsen comes in motion from far to near. Newton has the snap, fades back, swing pass out of the backfield. McCaffrey caught 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina. And here's McCaffrey angling left. He scores a touchdown over left tackle at the Steeler 25. Newton, three-step drop, throwing left flat. McCaffrey wide open will coast in for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
May apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The football season's back. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook expert.
Murray in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left, including Fitz, who's in the slot. And now they shift everybody around. First and goal on the four. Fitz in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Murray rolls to the right. Throws near side to Fitz. Caught! And he's into the end zone for the touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And at this time, man, we got to get through some games. We got to talk about some things. And it's kind of a cool week, Mike. A lot of good quarterback matchups, to be honest with you, man. I mean, one right now that's going on in London, you have Kyle Allen, the youngster, as we talked a little bit about here, from Desert Mountain High School in Scottsdale, playing against Jameis Winston. And this game's gotten interesting for sure. It's 37-26 with just a little bit under 3.5 minutes to play, and we'll keep you abreast of the situation there. Seahawks and Browns, you got Russell Wilson playing Baker Mayfield. That's an interesting one. Texans playing the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. You got the Eagles and the Vikings. Those are another two good ones. Carson Wentz and Kirk Cousins. I'm not totally sold on him, but that's a good quarterback matchup. Saints are playing the Jaguars. It's different with the Saints being Teddy Bridgewater instead of Drew Brees, but Minshew Mania is going on there. So that's been a surprise and a pleasant surprise for the Jaguars. But the Rams and the 49ers, Garoppolo and Goff going at it. A lot of good quarterback matchups today, my friend.
No, there are, and that makes it fun because, you know, look, you'll have the ball flying all over the yard. You'll have guys that really know how to control the offense. And, I mean, it just makes for better football. I mean, bottom line, I mean, that's what it does. So it's going to be fun to watch, as always. You know, Sundays, get your soda, get your popcorn, and let those bad men behind the center do what they do.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's the greatest show that we get to watch each and every week is NFL football. We live, breathe, sleep, and eat this stuff. Let's kind of go through some things here. And looking at it, you know, we touched on this. Seahawks and Browns, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson going at it. Two contrasting styles. A guy that's so calm, cool, and collected, and Russell Baker, obviously very vocal. And you know, you mentioned Odell Beckham not being necessarily if it's gonna fit, if it's gonna work, or if it's not. And you know, rumblings about, you know, do you trade this guy, try to bolster the offensive line, like you're talking about a little bit, to protect Baker if this guy is really your future, if you believe in him that way. And obviously they do. Kitchens, are you sold on that guy? The Browns, I just think the hype was extremely large this season, and it's hard to live up to expectations and hype. And when it doesn't go well, then you get dissension in the locker room. You get people wanting to be traded. You get this, that, and the other. You get coaches being fired, and it becomes a real disaster. The Seahawks, I mean, look, man, this is something that I'm really, really big on this, and it's having a system in place. This is another place that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson have been there a long time, man. This is a proven product. So does the proven product show the newcomers, Kitchens and Baker Mayfield, and then obviously the new wide receiver core that they have there, do they kind of show them a little bit of a lesson on how you do things in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have the consummate professional in Russell Wilson, who, like you said just a couple minutes ago, he goes about his business. He's not a rah-rah guy, talking trash kind of guy. He just does what he does, and let's not forget where he comes from, the University of Wisconsin. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that with you on the show. But
a transfer, by the way, Mike. So not always at the University of Wisconsin.
Well, you guys still say that he's a Badger, so we'll just go with that. But the thing with Russell is he's just that quarterback that understands his position, and he understands what it means to be a professional. You know, he's not doing what Baker's doing or a lot of these young guys, you know, spend a lot of time talking, spend a lot of time on social media. He realizes he has a job and that's what he's there to do. And he does it to the best of his ability. So, you know, you talked about the Cleveland Browns and all the trash that they were talking, a lot of hype that they were talking, or a lot of hype coming their way, I should say. And it was one of those things where it was hard to understand for me because they hadn't done anything. Like on paper, yeah, a lot of talent, but let's not forget just there are a few seasons from going winless and just winning maybe a couple of games in 3 or 4 years. So to put that much hype on a young team like that was just a little bit over the top for me.
Yeah, I mean, and then if I'm not mistaken, they've also got Kareem Hunt, who will be coming back in a couple few weeks, man. So their offense gets even more dynamic potentially. So let's not count them out yet, especially in that division where 8-8 might win the division this year. So let's just kind of see how things play out. And I don't think they live up to the hype in the sense of, you know, they're killing it and their record's 12-4. Like, that's not happening.
Right.
But with their division being the way it is, 8-8 may actually win that division, which is insane, or maybe even 7-9. Who knows? We'll see how it all plays out. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this because I do want to get our picks in as well. Texans and Chiefs, that's a great matchup of quarterbacks. I mean, two of the new bright stars in this league, obviously Patrick Mahomes, the reigning MVP, and Deshaun Watson. We know how electric he is on that field. I think this is fireworks, bro. This is a track meet. Tyreek Hill coming back for his first time in 4 weeks. He's been off the field. There's just so many weapons on this field, man. And this is one of those extremely fun matchups for me on a Sunday, man.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be – this is must-watch TV. This is appointment television. We will see how the young quarterback and Deshaun Watson handles the crowd at Kansas City, because you and I both know, and everybody knows that pays attention to NFL football, that Arrowhead is just crazy loud and makes it extremely tough on the opposition. I mean, that crowd's worth at least 2 or 3 false start penalties a game for the opposing offense. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch, but I'm with you. This is going to be a track meet.
Yeah, Eagles and Vikings, another interesting quarterback matchup. Carson Wentz is obviously a new bright star in this league as well. And Kirk Cousins really hasn't found his mark with the Minnesota Vikings, to be quite honest with you. But that defense is absolutely unbelievable. So they're going to make it tough on Carson Wentz, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're going to make it real tough. They play really good. The Vikings play really good in the dome. But, you know, for me, I think Philly gets this game by a field goal. It's going to be a close game, but I think Philly comes out the winner.
I think it's a fun one. Hey, let's talk Minshew Mania playing Teddy Bridgewater there for the Saints. I mean, look, the guy's got everything, man. He's a character. That's what I would say about Gardner. Is he's a character, bro. And then Teddy Bridgewater could be a starter in this league and doing a great job for the Saints, making them very relevant and obviously a front runner in the NFC, even with Drew Brees not on the field.
Right. You know, you talk about Minshew. Minshew's a character, but he can play. He's proven that he can play a little bit in the league. I mean, you and I even saw some Minshew jerseys walking out of a Washington State game yesterday. So, You know, he's certainly a character, but Two Glove Tony there, Bridgewater in New Orleans, certainly can be a starter in this league. And I think, you know, he's going to prove his worth today. I think New Orleans walks out of Jacksonville with a dub.
All right, let's run through these real quick. Seahawks at the Browns. Who you got?
Oh, I'm going Seahawks all day.
Yeah, me too. Texans and Chiefs. Who you got there?
Chiefs by a field goal.
Yeah, I'm with you again, man. Redskins playing the Finns. Who you got there? I'm taking the Redskins. I'm going to jump out real quick.
I'm gonna go with the Finns. I got to think that they're going to win somewhere, and I got to go with my Dolphins on this one.
Hell no, man. Redskins are winning. Eagles and Vikings. I think the Vikings win, man. I'm sorry, but I think it's another field goal game, but I think it's the Vikings get it by a field goal.
Yeah, I said Philly's going to win this by a field goal, so we'll come to the fork in the road right there.
Yeah, we're on opposite field goals there, that's all. Saints and Jaguars, I think the Saints get it done on the road. I think Minshew has been great, don't get me wrong, but I just think the Saints are a better all-around football team.
Yeah, exactly. The Saints are going to walk off that field with a W.
Bengals and Ravens, man. Ravens walk away as the leaders in that division at 4-2. The Bengals will be winless still and in the front runners for that number one draft pick or right up there for that number one draft pick.
Yeah, they'll be certainly right up there with my Miami Dolphins, but Baltimore really takes control of the division today.
One of the better games on the whole docket, 49ers and Rams. Rams have struggled, man. That defense has been exposed for sure in the last couple few weeks. 49ers, they've answered every question. They've been probably a lot better than people thought, doing it with a no-name running game, doing it with just a really solid defensive performances week in and week out. Something's got to give. I'm going to take the Rams at home, man. I think that the 49ers find their first loss in L.A.
Yeah, so do I. I think the good feeling with the Niners comes to an end today. Not that they're going to go in the tank or anything. I just think the Rams are going to get it done at home.
Falcons and Cardinals, Matty Ice. I'm sorry, but I think this is another classic veteran and rookie going at it, and Matty Ice is definitely coming out of here with a victory, and I would be surprised if not. I don't know what the status is exactly. I think for David Johnson, a game-time decision, and that would be huge if he goes out of that game at all in any way, shape, or form. Takes away a lot of things for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going with the Falcons on the road.
Yeah, in the crummy game of the day, I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons and Matty Ice getting the W here in Glendale, Arizona.
Titans and Broncos. Broncos, man, I just don't believe in the Titans.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in the Titans either. I think Denver gets it done.
Cowboys and Jets. I think the Cowboys right the ship playing the Jets, who have yet to find it. Another team that's struggling at 0-4.
Oh, God, the Cowboys just roll. They go in New York, and they go right down Broadway and make their own show out of the Jets. Yeah.
I agree. Steelers and Chargers. I think the Chargers figure it out. They beat those guys in the late game. Chargers beat the Steelers. Going to their third quarterback,
I'm
probably, too. So, yeah.
Right. No, I'm with you on the Charger game as well.
All right, Lions and Packers, man, that's the Monday nighter. We haven't talked a lot about this, but another great quarterback matchup. Matty Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, two veterans in this league. And obviously the Lions have turned things around since game one against the Cardinals. Packers are leading the division. This is another way that they can separate themselves if they can get a nice Monday night victory at home.
Oh, I think I don't know what's telling me this. I just think Green Bay rolls. I just think this is like a 2-touchdown, 17-point game for some reason, and Green Bay wins.
I like the way you're thinking. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I actually think that the Lions play well. They both have had a lot of time to prepare for this game. So I think we got ourselves a dogfight on Monday night, and actually a lot of really good games this week in the NFL. So we got to come back after the pause for the cause and give it our parting shots like we always do. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Third and 8 from the 35. They've converted one of their two third downs today. Bunch to the right. Shotgun for Foles. Chiefs showing blitz here. And they're coming. Foles looks. Fires deep toward the end zone. He wants DJ Chark in the corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. DJ Chark. There's a Chark attack in the end zone. And Jacksonville has scored.
Four-man front for the Jaguars. As Mahomes holding it, firing it late. Caught at the 40. Now 45, 50 in the open field. At the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Sammy Watkins, a 67-yard touchdown.
Here he is, swinging out. Howard will walk in for the touchdown. Beautiful touch throw from Carson Wentz. And 20 yards for the score for Jordan Howard.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back again, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And again, catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sunday nights starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go through all the action from Week 6 this week in the NFL. And Mike, you're up, my friend. It is parting shot time.
Hey, my parting shot simply goes out to Simone Biles, the Olympic, the American gymnast who set the world record or the record for most total medals in international competition with 25, including 19 gold. So big ups to Simone.
Yeah, absolutely, man. More power to her. And she's continuing to do that even as she gets a little bit older now. And as we know, it's just a sport where you get out of that pretty quick. You're like starting at 11 and you're done by 15. So I may be exaggerating a little, but you get my point. Anyways, my parting shot is going to go to everybody about where we are in the NFL at this point. Week 6, I can't even believe we are almost at the halfway mark in the NFL. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. So just sit back, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride if your team is in it, or even if they're not in it, man. Each week brings new hope and new optimism. So enjoy the ride, the journey that is the NFL. Anyways, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, Earl Burnett, who joined us here in hour number 2, and then John Poulter, hour number 1, and Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.